Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org. Our guest is leaving, and we are now approaching Talk of the Town with Ann Hirsch and Christina Liu, also known as the Christina Liu half hour of Project Independence and You. Christina and I, Ann, had such a rough ride home last night. We left about the same time, New Hyde Park, our office, and she called me about 2 hours into the trip and said, I won't quote you, because you won't quote me. I'm not home yet. I'm still here. And I'm like, well, I'm still here. We were
torturous.
2.5 hours from me to go from New Hyde Park to Farmingdale. It was unbelievable. Really.
Where did you run into problems?
The entire
Everywhere.
Way.
There was nothing
nowhere
was
safe. Yeah. I mean, I tried various different routes trying to be crafty and think, but literally no matter parkways, main roads, side roads, everything was literally bumper. And I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out because I was laughing, you know, on social media. Everyone encountered the same thing and was like livid about it. So I'm not really sure why it was so terrible this go around.
Well, I think who was saying was the well, someone was saying there were 480 accidents.
465, according to News 12.
And that was on Long Island last night. Yesterday.
Does that have anything to do with Christina's birthday?
That would have
I didn't know. I didn't know. I just, you know, I thought I'd bring it up.
138 days.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's the most important number.
That's right. All right. Okay. Okay. As long as we got that in the show.
Just skip right over.
I wouldn't want to. You know, I don't want to leave that out.
All right. Let's get to the heart of the show. We have 138 days to Christina's birthday.
And then it will be spring. We'll get past all the snow. It'll be lovely. But yes, what a great show today. It was really informative. You know, we were talking during the break. It's just so nice to really be able to feature so many different topics. And I like how Anne tied them in together, which was very impressive.
Yeah, Anne. Let's see if that works. Using a little hypnosis to not overeat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We'll have to discuss that the next meeting we have.
We'll see how that works.
But it was really, I mean, you know, we always have Diane on. We try to have her on every year where she just really gives a great, makes everyone hungry is really what goes on.
That was ridiculous. I started to smell food.
Yeah. And, good. It's like, it's all like tied into, like, you're into like a hypnotic food state. But, you know, she bakes me cookies and she'll send them to me, which I'll share with everyone because they are delicious and she's amazing. And I really like, you know, she gives a lot of practical information. We've had her on before, too, to talk about what to do with leftovers and stuff. So she's certainly knowledgeable. And it was great to have her on.
Yeah.
And then we have, the new Dr. Levy was on with, which is really good.
Yeah, that's a whole new approach. And, you know, if people do, it's interesting how the holistic approach really it's just like a whole big umbrella, you know, with clinical hypnosis and then yoga and all the other things, acupuncture, all the things are so tied in and they're really tied into your own self-practice.
It's been around for quite a while, but hasn't been this popular or accepted by as many people as it now is being accepted. And the medical community put it off as taboo in earlier days and now has been much more receptive to a lot of the holistic procedures.
As they used to do that with acupuncture. And now acupuncture is covered through a lot of
insurance.
And massage therapy and all those other things that are not, you know, evasive to the...
A lot of this was like for movie stars and celebrities that would try some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's more of the everyday person who's doing it. And I don't have to say, you've done segues here on the radio to discuss various aspects of things that go with this. And this is now a very healthy kind of lifestyle to pursue, better than taking opioids.
Yeah, I'll say. And, you know, it's just very interesting how you connect your breath to all these kinds of approaches, you know, whether it is a form of exercise or hypnosis or acupuncture, you know, when you're inhaling and then you exhale to release and you're just really grounding yourself down. And I use that technique all the time because I tend to have very, very stressed. All my stress goes to my shoulders. I mean, my whole, that whole upper area, I have to, you know, it's like, all right, now Christine is cracking her back.
Pain.
But if you take a deep breath in and if you exhale to release the stress and just allow your shoulders to relax, you know, it's something that I have to do throughout the day. And it's so helpful. And it's like, oh, yeah, I can relax. So it's really important to connect that breath to the movement, you know, and the thought.
Yeah, it's all, how it's all tied in. Yeah, it's all in that mindfulness kind of.
Yeah.
Thing, which is it's really interesting. And you know, on this show we have the ability to, you know, obviously we have people from the, you know, more the regular medical field and, you know, this holistic, so it's great to be able to spread the word on here.
It's amazing in behavior modification, the application of this, particularly in eating kinds of issues where you might be eating at night, and if you begin to do the breathing and slowing down. It's amazing.
I probably should have done that when I came back from my commute and, like, went straight for a donut yesterday. I was like, Jake, get out of the way. I need to tell you I need some kind of sugar.
What time did you get in last night?
Well, I left work at, like, 4:30. I got home, like, 6:40 something.
I didn't get home until 7:15. Yeah. But
I went for the donut, and it was. It was pretty satisfying, right. I have to say.
But kind of what you were saying, Christina, you know, the difference between different approaches to medicine and clinical, you know, one of the things that Dr. Levy said was really integrative medicine.
And that's right.
Where you
absolutely do.
Right.
It doesn't have to be
a little
one
bit
or the
of
other.
Everything. Right. Because it's one way isn't always the answer. So, you know, to have that integrative approach and to have practices like that where they offer, you know, your, you know, allopathic and osteopathic and, you know, hypnosis and all kinds of acupuncture, And the doctors work together, you know, that's really the way to go today, I think.
As I was talking during our radio broadcast with Dr. Levy, there's a program that I've participated in for many years up in Massachusetts. That's a wellness program that mixes Eastern and Western medicine and puts it together in such a way that it's awesome.
Yeah.
There is no short-term word other than that. And I'll go back in December for a few days just to sort of get motivated and to tweak whatever it is that I feel I want to focus on. But it's beyond anything. I highly recommend these wellness programs to anyone.
Yeah.
And then you bring it home with you and you do it as the application is here with Project Independence or whatever means you use to do this type of application. Fabulous.
It's wellness that approach is like, that's what you hear so much of today, a wellness center, the wellness spa, the wellness this. So that really, I mean, that term is so important today. And I think it almost represents an integrative approach to, you know, taking care of yourself.
And it blankets everything.
Right.
So it puts all the pieces of what we've now discussed. So whether it's a nutritional program that balances with using hypnosis in mindful eating or whatever the issues may be, they do it in a way that it can be implemented and put to use. So it's not just yak.
It's practical.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it was certainly wonderful. You know, kudos to all those people that we had on. And next week, we actually won't be here because it's the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know. I'll be shopping. I mean, that's what I'll be doing.
I'll be working.
But it's going to be all repeated episodes on just about giving thanks for these great organizations that are in our community providing wonderful services. So tune into that.
Oh, it looks like we'll be...
We're on again.
Well, we're on again next
That's
week.
Right. That's
previous
right. So
recording.
I know. Anne was very confused. She thought she was going to.
It's the team. That's
right.
With
Nina.
With
Judy Bosworth.
I definitely wouldn't miss this show.
You have
to listen to
it. I'll turn it on. You'll have me turned on.
But also very exciting, the town has has been partnered with the EAC network for Meals on Wheels for many years now. But what's really exciting is that PSEG has provided funds for a new vehicle, this van, and money for over 3,000 prepared frozen meals that can be delivered in advance of a weather emergency, which I think is really wonderful. The new vehicle will enable 75 households to immediately be removed from the waiting list and be served. The new vehicle will be servicing households in the New Hyde Park, Manhasset, and Great Neck areas. So if you want more information on that, you could obviously call 311, or you can call Meals on Wheels directly at 516-539-0150, extension 219. Which is really wonderful. Mm. You know, we've Meals on Wheels. It's just such an amazing organization, and it really can help people. It's affordable. You know, it's just there's so many different wonderful things to it, and nutritional as well. So definitely call 311 for information on that, because that should be great. We had mentioned this last week, but I'd like to mention it again, that North Hempstead was named one of the best places to retire by Money Magazine. Which is very is quite the honor. The list of ranked areas through the U.S. it's based on different things. So we have these great cultural opportunities.
Right? Didn't they mention something about a transportation?
Yeah, so that's actually what I wanted to, which was very exciting too. Was that it was highlighted for best cultural offerings. As we all know, on the show, we're constantly promoting things. But they also said, in addition to that, Project Independence, our Aging in Place program, provides transportation. Which is really innovative and amazing, on top of all the other great things PI does. So this is really quite an honor. Yeah. And I think it's important to really recognize that the residents of North Hempstead are just really fortunate to have this program. And I know other seniors in other areas desperately wish they had this program. Oh, wow. We're rapidly approaching.
We're rapidly approaching the end of the first segment already. We're down to about 50, 49, 48, 47.
But I also want to remind people that the VA Medical Center Mobile Unit is at Clinton G. Martin Park on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Monday's Physical Therapy Day, Wednesday's Podiatry, and Thursday is Primary Care. So if you are a vet or your spouse is a vet, and is the primary doctor is the VA, please, you have to make an appointment for this. So call 311 to get more information on that.
Right, and they'll give you the direct number to call.
They'll give you, absolutely. Yeah, and you can get any direct information, but it's always the best thing to remember is 311.
Well, we're going
to
take our final break of the show, and we'll return for our last segment. We'll be right back.